you, Lord. God bless you. Come on, we'll give him the praise. Hallelujah. God, thank you for all you brought us through, Lord. Thank you for all you've done, Lord. And all you're going to yet do, Lord. Amen. Amen. While you're standing, if you'll take your Bible, James 1:17, one verse, James 1:17. And Brother Culverson didn't know where I was going, where the Lord was leading me this morning. But that flows right in. I flow right in. Everything's flowing together. We want to talk about miracles along the way this passing year. Amen. And how many can think of something God has done for you that you would classify as a miracle? Think about it for a moment, would you? Because I'm going to be coming to you and going to open the mic in just a moment. We're going to give God praise for some of the things he has done. Amen. I tell you, God has moved, and yes, the enemy will always, try to counteract it, but thanks be unto God. Amen. Greater is he that is in us. Amen. Hallelujah. James 1:17. The message is a simple message, miracles along the way, and we want to talk about some of those miracles. And I believe you will be encouraged as we reminisce just for a moment with days just left before we say goodbye to 2015. Amen? Hallelujah. If you've got your Bible there, if you will stand with me as we, in honor of the author of this book, if you would do that. If you need to sit down and you're exhausted from Christmas, I understand. You can praise him from there. We like to honor him. He is a great king. Amen. He is the president of presidents, king of kings and lord of lords. Hallelujah. How many would lay out if the president walked in here right now? Uh-huh. Amen. 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 All right, James 1:17. It's a familiar verse. Most of you know it. But the Lord quickened it to me for this last service of this passing year. Verse 17 says, every good, why don't we read it together? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Let me read it to you in the Living Bible. But whatever is good, somebody say, whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God, the creator of all light, and he shines forever without change or shadow. Wow. Hallelujah. One translation says, every good thing given and every perfect gift. God has given some good and perfect gifts this last year. We have received some blessings. Oh, my God. How many can just praise God that you made it to the end of this year? Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe you have a sound mind and you still have your mind? Amen. 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 Look at somebody next to you and say, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now look in their eyes and see if anybody's home. All right. All right. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for all that you've done and all you're doing and all you will yet do. We thank you for encouraging your people, building them up. That's why we come together. You said that's why we're here, to build one another up in our most holy faith. We thank you for doing that now as you encourage each one as we come to the end of this year. We want to give you glory and give you honor and reminisce on some of the great things you have done. And we give you praise now in Jesus' name. Take control, Lord. This is your service. We are your people. It's your church. And Lord, we give you the honor and the glory, and we'll thank you ahead of time for the victory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. As I said, with just a few days left before we say goodbye to 2015, and it is with anticipation in my heart, and I would even say some excitement for what lies ahead. Amen. I'm careful with that word excitement, because not everything I get excited about. Amen? How many walked in this morning and just said, I'm just so excited? Not too many. Amen. Some of you were just thanking God you got in here. Hallelujah. And if you just moved into a new home this Christmas week, Brother Raymond and Danielle, and we congratulate God's goodness in your life, and we thank God for your faithfulness. And you honoring him, and God has honors those that honor him. And we congratulate you on that wonderful miracle. I hear it is beautiful. Amen. And God is a good God, and he has good things for us. Amen. We were talking about his goodness. But I'm here, and I do have anticipation, and there is excitement in my heart for what lies ahead, even though we have been through hell and high water. Amen. We've been through a lot of things, as First Lady was talking, but it's important for us, I believe, to look back at the last 12 months and share some of the miracles that God has done along the way. Amen. Somebody shout, miracles along the way. There have been many. Amen. Amen. We could not have got through this last year without the miracle working power of God, the supernatural intervention of God coming at critical junctures in our life. And I don't know about you, but I can say that I would not have made it without his supernatural intervention. There are times where the enemy had just thought he was going to have his way, and God came and said, not so fast. Amen. I'm the one that's doing this, and I'm going to keep what's committed to me, and I'm going to keep mine until that day. Amen. That day that he comes. And so we want to look at the miracles that God has done along the way, and as we do that, our hearts cannot but overflow with gratitude for what God has done through this ministry, through you, and for so many in various situations and circumstances. I was just thinking about it. Just last Sunday, I felt God say concerning the Christmas, this last Christmas week, he said this, and I believe I mentioned it last Sunday, it's going to be a great miracle-filled week. Amen. And true to his word, it was just that, as we celebrated the greatest miracle of his coming, his conception, divine conception by the Holy Ghost, and his birth. Amen. And so I just want to share just a couple of miracles before I open the mic for some of you to share some of the experiences and some of the miracles that you have experienced this passing year. So I want you to be thinking about what the Lord might want you to give him glory about, and possibly just this past Christmas week. And the first miracle that we had this last week was Deaconess Linda Carrasquillo. And she's in the office right now, but I want them to come out as quickly as they can. Is the microphone on in there? Yeah, in the office. I'd like her to come on. I'm going to share a little bit with you. She's known someone, Linda Owens. I don't know how many know Linda Owens. Linda and Mondo. How many know Linda and Mondo? Amen. Amen, little Mondo. Well, her Linda Owens' daughter, Brianna, some of you know, went into a diabetic coma, and it was a very serious, apparently they can be. If you know anybody that deals with diabetes, apparently once they go into a coma, it can be very life-threatening. Amen. And that's what this turned out to be, very serious, and had her intensive care. And I received a call from Deaconess Linda asking for prayer and agreement. We agreed together. Her kidneys had failed. And her body was beginning to shut down. Her kidneys, they were going to have to put her on dialysis. And we agreed together, did we not, Deaconess? Amen. Come on, move on up here. I want to have you share the second part of it. We agreed together that those kidneys would not shut down, would not stay shut down, but that her body would begin functioning again, and that it would begin to release the fluids of the body, amen, the water from her body, that she would not have to go on dialysis. We agreed together, did we not, on the phone, and we commanded those kidneys to work. Begin to work again. Well, I believe it was the next morning you called and said, she doesn't have to go on dialysis. Her kidneys are working again. If you've known, glory, give God glory. Hallelujah. If you've known anybody that's had to be on dialysis, and some of you have, maybe some of you have had loved ones. I know some of you have. And it can be quite debilitating. Amen. That takes a lot of courage for people on dialysis to continue to go. Some are going three. I even heard someone lately going four times a week. That's really serious. Three is serious. Four is really serious. Amen. But we've known people. We've had some of our members. Some are with the Lord now. Some are still here, but have been on dialysis. I met a pastor the other day, Pastor Fears. He'd been here a few services. Pastors in L.A. You would never know it by looking at anybody. He's on dialysis. I believe he said three times a week. So anyway, that was, I knew it was a serious situation. So we got a miracle there. Amen. And I think it was a day later, 2 days later, I get another call from Deaconess, and now she is not responding. She's on life-saving equipment, but they're not getting any brain activity. How many know if you don't have any brain activity, you're in big trouble? Yeah, sometimes mine goes down, but we get it back up. Don't act like you don't get mind numb too. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so this was no, yeah, we can, you know, rejoice right now. This is a serious situation. They can't bring her back. They're not getting any brainwaves. And for all intents and purposes, it looks like she is not going to make it, that she's not here. And they said, if we don't get her to come back here real quick, well, you know what the story is. Yeah, and so it's serious. Yeah, serious. And then what happened? Tell us what happened at that point. We agreed. You called. We agreed together. Mm-hmm. If I remember right.
Yes.
We commanded her to come back.
Yes.
We commanded death to leave her. And we claimed her, amen, and Linda's daughter. And then what happened?
Next day, she opened her eyes. So she opened her eyes. Yes. So we were, the doctors said that they believed that she was hearing us, but she still was not able to respond for a couple more days. And as the prayers kept going forth, she woke up and said, "Who's touching me?" You know. And so we praise God for that. And I just wanted to say, she was diagnosed as borderline diabetic. And that was like 2 weeks prior. And then her father went over. She was disoriented, irritated. Yes, and she was like she was drunk. And they took her to hospital. By the time they got to the hospital, she was in a coma. Her sugar was 1,555. When your sugar is 200, they consider you diabetic, and that's dangerous. And they said, the doctor told me it's like a cup full of acid. When it's overflowing, everything that it touches, it damages in your body. And hers was 1,550. And they said that the doctor said he had never had a patient that sick before. And when she wasn't responding, the doctor said, "I don't know what's wrong with her." He said, he didn't know. But I tell you, God was so good. God reached in and brought her back. We received a picture yesterday of her in a walker. She's 25 years old, 25. And we were praying that God would spare her life. And when God touched her and spared her life, she's walking. She's out of ICU. And she's calling and saying, "Thank you, I love you." You know, so we praise God because it's only the hand of God. Because the doctor said he didn't know what else to do. He's never had a patient. And I thought, wow, how can a doctor say he's never had a patient that sick before? And he didn't know what was wrong with her. But God stepped in and worked a miracle for her. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, praise God. I want Julian. Julian had a miracle this week. Amen. Grandson there. Julian, tell us what happened. He was at the mall this last week. He was at the mall. I dropped him off this week before Christmas because he was there to get something for his mom and his grandma. And did you get me anything? I don't remember that. Yeah. Yeah. I just got to thinking about that. You did. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. It's amazing what will happen when you think back on things, you know. No, he's a tremendous grandson. I'm so proud of him. I could talk all day about him. But you could talk about your grandkids, too, so I'll just let him talk. But he had something happen. God has blessed him. You know, God has a way of blessing each of us in different ways. Amen? Well, God has blessed him to find money. How many would like that blessing? I think I'll have him lay hands on us. Maybe he can transfer, amen, to us. You have found money over the last several months, years. Tell us, yeah, how much money? You found $100 and something one time, didn't you?
Yeah, I found $166 one time and other money periodically.
Yeah.
But on Wednesday, I had $50 and I walk into a store and I look down and there's 20 and I'm like, yay, and there's like a whole bunch of people, so I grab it. And then I'm all like, yay, I'm happy now. And so I'll walk around, and that 20 gave me the exact amount of money I needed to get my grandpa and my mom and grandma something that was just perfect.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. That's good. How many believe that was by chance? No. 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 I feel like turning him upside down and using him as a Geiger counter. Not to belabor the point, he just blessed. He's blessed. He's blessed. God's blessed him. And this has happened many times. We were going to get him something to eat here several months ago, and I never go to Derwinter Schnitzel. Amen? Nothing against Derwinter Schnitzel. I'm just not, yeah. But it was closer, and he just wanted fries, so we thought, well, we'd over here, I think, on K. So we whipped it in there instead of going where we normally go to McDonald's. And Sure enough, it was starting to get dark. We pulled in the little drive-through, and he says, "Stop!" He says, "I see something over there." I said, "Oh my God, I think it's $20." I said, "What you got? Superman vision or something? What's going on here?" I felt like driving him all around town after that, you know. I back up in the drive-thru. Unfortunately, nobody's behind me. And there's $20. I said, "Hallelujah. Now you can buy your own dinner. Hallelujah. Glory to God." No, I didn't tell him that. Amen. And this is just God has a way of blessing us. He has a way of making up to us what the enemy does to hurt us. And his father died, was murdered when he was what? How old were you?
One.
1 year old. And that's tough. And I'm with Grandpa. I can't be his father, but I can be a male figure in his life. Amen. But the Heavenly Father, he will be a father to the fatherless, he said. Amen. Some of you know what I'm talking about. No, Eric doesn't know those that have had rough childhoods. But God has a way of, so it's not surprising that God would bless him that way. Amen. And it's not surprising what God will do to bless you that way. Whatever the enemy has done to you, and I know he did a lot to me in my childhood, but look at me now. Amen. Amen. What was almost total disaster is now just blessing. Amen. God has been good. At least I hope you feel his blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Julian, we just thank you for sharing, having the courage. We appreciate our young people and what God's doing in them. God bless you. And love you a lot, buddy. Amen. Come on, give them some love. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Some of the miracles we've had this last year. Just be thinking about some of the things. Miracles along the way. The one that came to my mind was Brother Jonathan. Amen. Jonathan, it was about a year ago. Jonathan, can you run down here? Can you come down here? I believe he celebrated a year, a few days ago, that he had a massive stroke that should have taken him completely out and did paralyze him on one side totally. And he's still not 100%, but he's, I'd say, 90-something percent. He's still working on getting use of all of it so he can get a license again. But he's a great blessing here, and we're just so thankful that God brought him through. Hallelujah. What a miracle that was. My God. And I'm just going to let him tell you just for a little bit here. I want him to share the situation. I know that as you shared with them, you were in your home. Your wife was at work, Candace. The baby was there. Tell us what happened, because you were on the floor for, I believe, several hours. Is that right? Yeah. Tell us what went on.
Yeah, what it was. It was. It actually started on December 22nd. Okay. I was admitted to the hospital around midnight on the 23rd. I spent that long for them figuring out what was wrong with me. Yeah. But I know it was the morning. I believe it was around 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I was just home with my daughter. She was watching TV or something. I'm sitting on the bed, fiddling with my phone. And gradually, I hear the sound from the TV in the living room slowly fade away. Wow. Like someone's turning down the volume. So I get up, and I'm like, what the heck's going on? And then I start hearing the sound that I have cued here. I kind of recreated it as best as I can, using my knowledge of multimedia and stuff. And it's only about a minute-long clip. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a bunch of crazy noises and such. But gradually, it started like feeling like there was an earthquake. Everything around me started moving. Then all of a sudden I realized I couldn't control my body functions at all. And eventually my equilibrium completely went. It goes. And then this is what my hearing did. It started with a high-pitched sound, like with ringing in your ears. And then slowly, I gradually kept hearing more and more different sounds like this. And here's where I can hear my own heartbeat. And this is all I could hear. Now, I have it really turned down right now, but this is at a deafening level where everything was incredibly loud all around me. And when my equilibrium went, It was like, you know, when you're a kid and you play pinata games, they spin you around. Everything was spinning around like that. And it was like that, pretty much nonstop. Me slipping in and out of consciousness. One time I did make it to the bathroom to throw up. And I had eventually crawled to the front door. And my wife had found me there when she came home from work at about 3 in the afternoon.
So this happened at 9, and about 3 in the afternoon is when she found you.
Yes.
That's about 6 hours, obviously.
Yeah, and I was kind of like propped up against the door trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to get this door open? So I need to get, I can get up and out.
If you would see his door, excuse me, it is a medieval door. Have you been to, you've seen his house? It's a medieval door. That's all I'll say.
Looks like it belongs on a castle.
Yeah. When they say a man's home is his castle, he took that seriously. Amen.
Yeah. And throughout the whole process of the day, though, my daughter had actually brought me my phone 3 or 4 separate times. She brought me my cell phone. I managed to unlock it, but I could not, for the life of me, make sense of any of the icons on here. Nothing on this made sense to me. I actually kept opening my gallery when I was trying to, get the dial function, trying to dial for help. Yeah. Then eventually at one point, my daughter brought me her blankie. She brought me her blankie. Wow. Yeah, so at that point, I at least struggled up and, gave her a big hug for that, because that was the most I could do at the time. Yeah. And, eventually, after my wife came home, we got me to the hospital. She just drove me over there. I ended up throwing up out the window at least once. Yeah. I thought I made it out the window, but I guess I got some in the car, too. I felt kind of bad for that. Had to carry me into the ER. They didn't even, they rushed me in there. I went through the CAT scan, MRI, like everything. And at first, the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. Like the staff, they were all kind of like, well, this kind of seems like what we think it is, but, we'll see. And they first just said, he just has a bad migraine. You just send him home. Mm-hmm. Then my wife was like, no, scan him again. This is not a migraine. And eventually they scanned a little bit lower on the CAT scan and saw that an artery in my neck is actually in my spinal cord. It's back here. Ooh. It's I can't remember the name of it right now, but it is one of the major arteries right there. For some reason, the lining on it tore and it bubbled out. And I formed a clot that eventually shot its way up into my brain. And initially, my whole right side, top to bottom, completely paralyzed. Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to feel a fever touch. They're doing touch feelings on my toes. I only started feeling stuff when they would touch me around my neck, or about right here. Mm. And my vision was totally skewed, too. If you stood on my right side, I wouldn't see you at all. Mm. It's all just, that kind of haze. Now, at this point, I have just a couple circles here and there in my upper right, mm-hmm. where it still kind of is, but it's still working pretty well.
Yeah,
a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah.
Used to be on this thing that would look like a step stool. It's like I can't remember what it's called, but it looks like a step stool I had first started carrying it around. Then a quad cane, then a regular cane, and eventually, I eventually dropped the cane and, kept forcing my body to, get this going. And it's just been, a day in, day out, trying to get what functions I can back out of this. Because the human brain's very crazy in the fact that the parts of my brain that did die, other parts of my brain can still take over. Oh. And even my therapists usually are shaking their head. They're like, you're progressing extremely fast. Getting skills back, because it's very difficult, but I actually can write. I can sort of write with my right hand. I can't really draw very well, but I can at least sort of write letters and make it almost into a sentence. And recently, in playing Arfria, I've actually been able, clumsily, but I have been able to jog a little bit now. I can't get up to a full stride run yet, but I can do a small jog.
All right. That is great. How old are you, Jonathan?
I'm going to turn 32 this upcoming March.
32 in March. So about 31, 32, right?
Yeah.
To have that kind of a massive stroke at 30-something years old is just... I don't have all the explanations. Obviously, I'm not God. And I hope I don't try to act and try to think I'm God, because I know there's a real God. But I do believe that there is some, there is a real devil, because there's a real God, and that there is a striking out at God's people at times. Amen. How many have gone through something you knew that wasn't natural? It just wasn't something you should have been through. Amen. There was an attack of the devil, amen, on you or your family or your body or whatever it is. And I believe part of that was that. There may have been some physical, amen, reasons for what happened in his body. I'm not discounting that. But I do believe overall it was an attack of the enemy. He's very, very important here as far as the sound and the and what goes on with the media and what he has brought us into. The podcast, that was him, and Givelify. God used him to bring us into Givelify when they were just coming online. So he's critical. And you know, the Bible says that strike the shepherd and you can scatter the flock. And so the enemy will try to strike things to scatter. But God, amen, answered prayer. God's been with us. He's with us. We're, Jonathan's been with me a long time, probably about 31 of those years. I don't know exactly how old he was when his grandma brought him into the church there in the 1980s, but she would drag him along every Sunday. You'd see little Jonathan there with grandma. Grandma kind of raised him, and she did raise him. Praise God. Would you give God praise for him and give Jonathan? Thank you, Jonathan. We love you, man. God continue to bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. Someone else that would just like to, would you like to open it up for you? Just say, you know what? I want to give God praise for what he's done this year. You just, you know, it may not be as spectacular as a stroke, but I thank God you don't need to go there. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, Danielle. Praise God. Lady Danielle, our women's ministry. Yeah, director. God bless her. Hallelujah. How you survived a move and still all look like as together as you are. 2-3 days before Christmas and still had Christmas and still came to church. You are, you're amazing. Yes. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, I wanted to give God glory for that. I mean, he kept us and we moved Saturday and we're already pretty much settled in the home and, except for the garage, but, I just thank him for his supernatural strength. I mean, you just ask him for what you need and he's faithful to give it to you and, with the holidays and everything, I could have gotten overwhelmed easily. I mean, I usually bake. I didn't get to do that. But I got some cookies that tasted pretty good. And, you know, like Pastor said, this Christmas was going to be less, was going to be more. And I just felt that it was. It was just us and my parents at home. But it was nice and relaxing and everything was really special. And I just thank him for all he's done and helped us and just this year financially blessed us. And my grandparents are still living and my grandpa was in the hospital. He's doing better. He's still with us. What else? I mean, I would challenge each one of you to start a prayer journal and a journal of thanksgiving. Just to remember, like, we can't remember what happened in January now, but we should, me and myself, too, start a journal so we can remember each thing that he's done for us and be grateful and thankful for all he does.
That's good. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Cindy, yeah, just focused on Cindy, thinking about Cindy and all she's been through this year. Amen. Somebody give the Lord praise for her. Would you right now? My God. My God, we're so thankful for your courage.
I'm trying not to cry.
Yeah. She's been...
You know, I was diagnosed with MS in 2002. Uh-huh. And I was fine. Everything was fine. And then this year, everything just went down. I keep breaking stuff, and it don't bother me. I guess God gave me a... give it where I don't feel pain. Uh-huh. And so every time I break something, I laugh and keep going. And this time I can drive. I can't do anything. But God bless me and my aunt. had my aunt come, and she's just been such a true blessing for me. She helps me in the shower. She put on my clothes. She does everything. And I just keep looking. I said, who would have thought I would have been here? Never. I did all kinds of sports and did everything. And I was like, dang, what happened? Who would have thought I would be in the predicament I'm in now? But I look at certain people that have MS, and I just look and I thank God that I'm not like them or where they are. I just keep on going. I don't care if I break stuff, if I fall. It's just funny, and all I say to myself is, this is a testimony, and I just have to go through it. And I might write a book one day about it. Who knows? But I know God has more for me. But my family, people always argue with their family and do whatever, and we argue, and they get on my nerves. But I know that they love me and they're there. If I complain, say, nobody's here to take me and nobody's do this and do that. And everybody just said, if you need me, call me. If you need this, but I'm a type of person, I never depend on anybody. I just did everything myself. But I thank God for my family. I thank God for my cousins and my friends. Because everybody is there, and you never know how much you are loved until you get in a serious situation. And my aunt, she cooks, she cleans, she do everything for me. And at sometimes she like, why are you getting up and going to the bathroom? Because I get up and do stuff on my own. And she always said, why? I said, because I have to mentally, I need to do something so when you're not here, I know I can do it by myself. If you don't help yourself, you be an invalid. You just sit there and you wait for somebody. So that's my miracle for her coming here, helping me. So God, I thank God for
it. Bless you, Trish. Amen. We're so glad. Bad things do happen to good people sometimes. Amen. But God is faithful. I've been hearing testimonies recently, and maybe you have too on 700 one. I heard I believe it was a 17-year-old son of a mother was sharing how he'd been paralyzed for years, but they kept believing God. Amen. I saw a woman that's recently that got out of a wheelchair after 20, 30 years, and God, she started walking. Amen. I mean, God, nothing is impossible with God. Amen. And you haven't stopped believing. I've seen you walk on a broken ankle. I mean, it was sideways, and you just kept walking, didn't feel any pain. I wish I had a no-pain tolerance like she does. Amen. But I thank God for your courage, Cindy. Dr. Culverson, would you come real quick? We want to pray. We're going to continue to believe God with her. She has never given up. She doesn't surrender to sickness and disease. She's always believed God. We believe God. She's had so much oil on her that now we're just going to trust God. Amen? Yeah. Bless God. She thought she was an olive. We put so much oil on her. Amen. But her faith has always been there, and we're just trusting God, and we know God must have something special for you. He's going to get some special glory somehow. I don't know how it all worked out, but we're going to leave that to him, and that's what you've done. And you're here today. It's a miracle you're here right now. Mother, is it a miracle she's even in this service? That's her mom, by the way. If you didn't know, Deaconess Linda Casquillo is her mother, and there's her sister, Trish. Wave at us. Yeah. We're going to pray. Would you reach your hand? Yeah.
When we say, I give up, that's when, but she said, you said, I'm not going to give up. When I came back, I was gone, 8 weeks? I was gone 8 weeks, ministering every night almost. And when I got home, my legs wouldn't hardly hold me up. I went through a tornado. God took us through that tornado. And when I say a tornado, we were being blown from one side of the freeway to the other. But God led us through it. He took us through it. He didn't take me out of it. He took me through it. And when I come home, my legs would scarcely hold me up. But I kept on going. The devil kept saying, you're going to collapse. I kept saying, you're a liar. He can say, you're not going to make it. And I said, I already made it. So when Satan begins to speak to you, then he spoke to the Lord. He spoke to Jesus. He said, jump off this. He just said, jump off this this temple. He says, no, that's, the Bible says. The Bible says. The Bible says. So when Satan comes against me, I said, that's not what the Bible says. Or that's not what the Lord told me this morning when I was praying. And so when you said something, I'm going to keep on doing. But you're going to do more. Listen to this. You're going to do more. You're doing more right now. God has your blessings step by step by step lined up. And he is saying, you are my child. You are my glory. You are my understanding. You are my wisdom. You are my strength. Now, wait a minute. How can I be the strength of God here with the glory of God? So it doesn't make any difference what Satan tells you. God says different. God is performing miracles right now in this building. God is performing miracles right now in this building. Listen to God is performing miracles in this building right now. And the blessings and the power of the Holy Spirit is performing something in you right now. But we have to learn to receive. We have to learn to receive what God has given us already. I never get out of the bed till I pray for at least an hour. And I wake up early. And I get up early. But I will not get out of bed unless, well, except on Sunday, and I have to get up and get ready. But the blessings and the power of God are here right now. Right now. Are you ready to receive your miracle? There have been testimonies of miracles here. Financial miracles. Miracles. God has given my wife and I such a beautiful thing this year. God has performed miracle after miracle after miracle for us. And we see. This year has been the greatest year of international prayer ministries. We have grown. We have quadrupled ourselves this year. And the blessings and the power of God. Well, he has given us miracles. I mean, praying for people. He has given us financial miracles. He has given us so many things. And God is here right now. Right now, are you ready to receive God's miracle? As we pray for our precious sister, I want you to look out here at all the precious jewels right here. Whew, hallelujah. All the beautiful jewels, all the rivers of water, all the glory and the manifestation of the glory of God right here for you, for you, for you, for you. I'm going to receive my individual miracle when I'm praying for you. You're going to receive your individual miracle. I'm not talking about a collective miracle. I'm talking about individual miracles. When we start praying for this, our dear lady, our precious sister, we're going to feel a miracle in our ministries. But the blessings and the power. Brother, you're going to receive the miracle. You're going to receive that miracle. Uno, mo, 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 shaka, ba, ba, ba. I'm not ministering this morning. I'm not ministering. But the blessing and the, you are going to receive your miracle this morning. Are you ready to receive your miracle? Are you just going to keep praying for it? It's time now that we receive. Brother, God is working on you. He hasn't even started finished with you yet. God is working on you. Sis, God is working on you. The bless, God's working on me. Sometimes he says, this is a chunk of clay. I'm going to have to chop it. But the glory and the power that we have, the blessings of God, are you ready to receive it? Let's receive it. Anoint her. The blessings and the, everybody point your hand toward this. Father, right now.
Right now.
As we pray, as we seek the face of God, I rebuke these limbs. I rebuke these limbs called legs in the name of Jesus. I rebuke their weakness. I come against. Are we? Not me. We. Come on.
We.
As united in Christ Jesus, we are becoming one right now. Come on, folks. Let's become one. In the name of Jesus, make them one as we are one. And make this miracle be performed in one body in the name of Jesus. And go forth throughout this audience, this congregation, ministers of God, every one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the rivers flow. Let the glory come in the name of Jesus. oh God, in Jesus' name, anointed of God, in the name of Jesus, our sister, anointed of God, anointed of the glory of God, I rebuke. Let's say we rebuke it.
Yes, we rebuke it.
We rebuke this.
We rebuke this.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's all take up our beds and walk. Let's all take up our beds and receive this miracle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I've known Cindy for years, and she's been a faithful tither all those years. Honor God. How many know sometimes when you're doing everything you can do, it can really mess with your faith? When you're doing everything you know how to do and what God has asked you to do, and you're still dealing with something like this. And the prayer that God has given me as a pastor to pray for the people when I see things like this going on is the prayer Jesus prayed for Peter, the apostle, and that was that his faith wouldn't fail. Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, we don't get... Faith is the currency of heaven. That's how we obtain. And so Jesus prayed that his faith wouldn't fail because he was going through some pretty heavy stuff. And you've been through some... And who hasn't been through some heavy stuff? Some heavier than others. Amen. Amen. But he prayed two things. He prayed that his faith wouldn't fail. And he prayed that he would be delivered from evil. Amen. Deliver us from evil. Amen. Praise God. And so we pray two things. Your faith won't fail and that you'll be delivered from evil. We're standing with you in your faith, Cindy. Yeah, I've never heard you not believe God. I know your faith has been shaken and tested and you've had some questions which are understandable. Amen. When you're doing everything you know to do and it's still not happening. Amen. You can lose hope if you're not careful, but you haven't lost hope. Almost came to a place and we would have too. We might have done it. Amen. Lost hope in your situation because you've been dealing with this for quite a while. But it's got serious this year. Amen. But we're believing God. People are getting healed after long-term illnesses. I mean, more and more and more. Whew. I just feel the Holy Spirit. I said people are getting healed from long-term illnesses. More and more and more. Paralysis, wheelchairs, people are getting up. I believe because God is. Jesus is coming. And he wants to receive the glory through what he's doing, miracles for his people. Yeah, Dr. Colson.
You've opened up something here. If I was standing here, I saw two large doors about this thick. They had arrows all sticking in. I'm seeing it right now. They have arrows sticking in those doors. I mean, it's just saturated with arrows. But then those doors are about this thick. And they're about 15, 20 feet tall. And they're about 14 feet wide. And the Lord has opened those doors and now are starting to open. You've opened it, brother. You've opened this right now in the name of Jesus. These doors that have all the arrows. God said, here's what I protected them from. Here's what I protected them from. Eric, he's protected you this year. Satan has tried to destroy you. Satan has tried to destroy. I know nothing about you. But Satan has tried to destroy you and your wife. He's tried to drive you out of the church. He's tried to drive you away from him. But you have came forth. Now that door is opening for you. Eo, mama, and the blessings. Folks, the doors are opening. And what I see beyond those doors is an escalated amount of blessings and lights of glory, rivers of water, power, and manifestations of glory, manifestations of power. This church is on the move. This church is on the move. Satan has been trying to destroy this church ever since it started in 1953. Yeah. Yeah. But every time he does, somebody will come pick it back up again. This is the last time, brother. This is the last time. God said, it's finished. It's finished. It's finished. And the blessings and the power, and the manifestations of their glory. I'm speaking as a prophetic voice now, that the glory and the power and the manifestation, the ministers are going to rise from this church. Rivers of living water are going to rise from this church. The glory of God, young people are going to start going in the ministry from this church. The blessings of God are going to start moving in a matter. We have the Holy Spirit within us, but we ask the Lord to send the Holy Spirit. No, he is in us. Let us ask that we be, let the anointing arise and the glory comes down. The glory, oh, Baba Hashan. Oh, the the glory and the power and the manifestation of His glory. You opened it up, brother, today. You opened it up this morning. Now it's time that you, as the men and women of God, start acting like men and women of God. It's time that we start standing up and flex our muscles. Flex our muscles that the glory and the power and the manifestation of His love will be in you. It can't start, it can't be all here. It's got to be with you. He has His job to do. And you better do it. God's going to get you. I have my job to do. I'm going to do it because I don't want God to get me. The blessings and the power and the manifestation of the glory of God is in this place. Now it's time that we, I'm a lay person here. I'm a minister when I go out there. I only do what I have my pastor asked me to do. But I'm a lay person here. And it's time for us as men and women of God, as laymen of this church, begin to rise up and manifest the glory of God and the power of God and quit fooling around and start doing what God's called us to do. Get up and begin to shake yourself. Take the blinders off your eyes. Take the chains off your arm. Take the stocks off your feet with the glory of God. You, as men and women of God, has got to stand with the glory of God. And it can't be done any other way until you start doing what you're supposed to do.
Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit in this place. Amen. I want to pray for people that have been through a tornado this year. Who was that? Just said the tornado. You said you'd been through a tornado. It took you from one side to the other side. You didn't even have a chance to tell us what really happened there and how God kept you. But as soon as you said tornado, I know people in this church that have been through a tornado this year. And some I don't even know about because not everybody needs to share their business and people are private and that's understandable and there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. God knows. But I want to pray right now. Amen. If you've been through a tornado this year, I just want to let's close our, just bow our heads for a moment. Just lift your hand to God. And Lord, I pray for those that have been through tornado or tornadoes this year in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for those back east, Midwest. Oh God, that have been through the tornadoes Christmas week, Lord. Oh Lord, we're talking about a miracle filled week. And yet just the opposite happened with them. But we believe miracles are happening in the midst of those tornadoes and destruction. We believe that you will be glorified. You will bring them out better, Father. You will comfort them, encourage them, comfort those that have lost loved ones in the tornadoes. And Father, today I pray for this. This is my charge. This is my assignment is here. I pray for these that you have put under your care here, Lord, and under the leadership here, Father. And I pray for them. Thank you for bringing them through this year of tornadoes that have just taken them from side to side, some of them. And Lord, even at times beside themselves, not knowing if they were going to survive. Lord, but they're here, and I thank you for bringing them through. The tornado may not be over yet, but I thank you we're moving into victory. We're moving into a time, Father, of miracles. We're already moving in it now. And I thank you, Father, our best days are ahead. And I pray special comfort, special encouragement as we end this year, as we're just a few days left. And Father, they will be encouraged greatly. And Father, miracles will even attend them as you spoke to us about the impossible being made possible this year. That was your word to us. Surely you have made the impossible possible in so many ways this passing year. And we give you the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone else, somebody back here. Yeah, they don't want to see an old goat. They need somebody who looks nice.
Okay,
amen.
I'm the pastor's kid. Okay, so.
All right, you are a PK. Yeah, I see the PK. Our oldest daughter here. Yeah.
I have two. I've recently gone through a divorce, and it tore me and my kids apart. Mm-hmm. And I had to be still in it and let God provide healing. And he had whispered to me, it's not going to be through you. So I like to control. I like to... Because I just think, you just go on out there and be quiet. So, I like to fix, and he told me, you know, be still and know that I'm God. My daughter went to this camp recently, and the Lord put upon her heart to go to the altar. And she did that in obedience, and she texted my son, because my son and I were estranged for a while. And I was at the gym, and I get a text from him, and she texted him, and he immediately came to me, And he just looked at me and he dropped his hands and he says, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. God is talking to me. We have to forgive. And that started the healing in our life. And it came through my child who was broken and all this. And the healing came through her and her obedience. So she's not up for saying anything. She's sitting back there hiding. But that's a testimony for her also, how he truly, when you be still, when he tells you, just be still. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be have your hands in everything. And he fixed it. God, he just fixed it. And we're closer than we ever have been before. Divorce is not an easy thing. Everyone has their opinions about it. It needed to be done in my life. But in that, he's brought healing to my children in this and made himself very real in this situation. And I praise him for that.
Yes.
The second thing is I have this little friend that visits, and it's called asthma. And I won't say I have it, I own it, it just visits. And in October, I woke up suffocating, literally suffocating. And I have a machine called a nebulizer, I don't know if any of you know about that, and it has these little liquid medicine that goes inside of it, and I take it in the middle of the night. Well, I got up, and it felt like there was 1,000 elephants on my chest. And I'm reaching to get my nebulizer, and I didn't screw it on because I prepared every night, and I didn't screw it on very well. And the medicine spilt all over the floor. Now, I don't know if any of you have had to suffer from asthma, but when you get to that state, even doing this causes you to go further. So the more I moved to try to help myself, the less I could breathe. I couldn't find where the rest of the medicine was. My dad was downstairs, and I remember trying to throw something to get his attention. And between my bed and the dresser is only this much room, and so I collapsed. And I thought to myself, is this, I said, God, because I couldn't say anything, is this it? Is this how I go? I said, my kids need me. This can't be it. I could not speak. But I was thinking as hard as I could. And I started banging on the dresser. And I just, in my head, I believe Jesus died on the cross. I was doing, you know, the sinner's prayer. And I'm like, and I was telling him to take care of my kids, make sure they know that they love me. Don't nobody judge me because this room is messy. All this weird stuff was going through my head. And I'm banging because I'm hoping somebody hears me. And I'm banging, and my hand and it starts to slide, and a little vial falls, and it hits me in the chest. And I'm thinking to now, just give me the strength to put it in there. And I'm like trying to get the breath to do it. And I got in there, and I just breathed in as hard as I could. And the whole time, I'm just, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And he says, I'm not done with you yet. So that's my miracle. So, so he's been very good to me and my kids this year and living in this house of love, and I truly believe we're there for a reason. And if I had been anywhere else, I don't think I would have survived that.
My God. Thank you. God bless you, daughter. So beautiful. God is so good. I remember something God gave me and God said a few weeks ago, and I really felt it. And he said at the end of that, message, he said, leave the outcome to me. Leave the outcomes to me. The outcome is in his hand. We don't know how it will come out, but he does. We're believing God is moving. And so, Lord, we leave the outcome in your hand. We don't know how it's going to come out, but we leave it in your hand, because there, how many know when you leave in God's hand, it's in good hands? But I'll tell you what, since then I said, my daughter needs a bell, because we're not believing that'll ever happen again. But I had a cowbell on my side gate door. You can hear that thing over here at the church from on the west side. You hear that, and I guarantee you, we're not going to let no devil do that again in Jesus' name. Not up in here in this house. Somebody said, not in my house. Nah, not in my house. So I said, no. I don't care about the burglar. He ain't going to come in either, but we're gonna get this. Amen. We're so glad you're still here. We're so glad God spared you. Exeter, we thank God for you. You are such a blessing. And your beautiful sister sitting next to you too, Gloria. Amen. Amen. I got to brag on her a little bit. I'm sorry. That's a dad thing. Amen. Amen. They are so successful, both of them, and have just... But still believe in God. Amen. Yeah. I don't see a lot of single guys here, but she is single. Amen. Just wanted you to know. And, but you got to meet some qualifications, though. It's not going to be easy. Amen. If you have any thought about it, just, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. Okay. God is saying something. Okay.
Stand up. You got lead on your feet. You got lead. God said, I'm taking the lead boots off. I'm taking the lead boots off right now in Jesus' name. I'm taking off those lead boots, and you're going to be able to walk. and you're not going to go on disability. You're going to work. You're going to see the glory of God. But right now, I'm taking the lead boots off. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Anybody feel the Holy Spirit in here? I'm feeling the Holy Spirit all over me. Ah, glory. Yeah, Sister Mary. We're glad to have Tom and Mary with us. They've come in this last year and moved in from Central California, and we're really glad to have them. Where was it? George. Did I say Tom? Yeah, that's a senior moment. Forgive me, brother. Forgive me, George. Amen. Hallelujah.
I just want to share, it's a miracle to us. We have a new granddaughter that was born on the 16th. She was due the 24th, went in to the doctor. The doctor said that the fluid around the baby was not as much as it needed to be. So he put her in that night and done a C-section, and she's a beautiful little girl named Shelby Ray Lynn. And she was only 6 pounds, 9 ounces, and she's so tiny, but she's Raylene.
Amen.
Her sister's name is Kendall Raylene. And Sabino, my little grandson, is Sabino John Ray. My oldest granddaughter wanted them all to have Ray in their name. So that's the way their mom done it. But I just thank God, because the doctor told us if she hadn't come in, and he didn't say it was an emergency, but it was better if she got tucked out right away. So we went, and she was early, and that's why we weren't here last Sunday, is because I was at the hospital for 3 days and nights with her. But just pray for my daughter and her husband. Her husband comes from a Catholic background, and he says now he doesn't believe any kind of religion, really. And so just pray for my grandbabies and my daughter, because she was brought up in church, and she knows. And that is my heart's desire, that we have 5 kids and 11 grandkids now. But anyhow, my heart's desire is that God just brings them all in before I leave this world, either by the rapture or whatever. I just pray that my family will all be back in church. And I have 2 older grandsons, one's 20 and one's 18, and I pray all the time for protection from them, because they're out in the world. And I just, you know, I know they drink some, and I know that, you know, sometimes, like boys do, they drive too fast. And so just, one's name is Jake and the other one is Garrett. And you ain't got nothing else to pray about. Just pray that God touches, send someone to them to touch their heart, because the words that I say to them, you know, it's always, oh, Nana. So just pray for my family and my kids. And I just thank God for him bringing little Shelby into the world, and for her being okay, and her mama's doing good. And little Sabino is kind of jealous of her, but he's getting better. So just, you know, I would like to have her dedicated. And whenever it's convenient for you, I can maybe talk her mama into coming. And
yeah,
I'd
be glad to do that.
Thank you all.
God bless you. God bless your family. Religion, I'm glad he's rejected religion. We pray that relationship is what he's really looking for. And somebody said loneliness is people looking for God, trying to find God. Amen. At least one more. Elizabeth, Adams, Ron, your husband there. Would you come? You're the one that, brother said I started this, but really she started this. Amen. She told me about 3 miracles God has done this last year, and then God gave me a message, miracles along the way, but we'll see how God does that this morning. God is just having his way in the service. Amen. Glad to have Ron and Elizabeth. We're glad for Ron. He also. Amen. Ron, we'll start with you here. You had a stroke, I believe. I know you did. When was that stroke? Was it a couple years ago? Or what?
Yes, approximately 2 years ago I had a stroke. And it's really amazing how God, when you look back, and the journey that I had and the experience that I had, because I knew when I had a stroke. I'm in the medical field. I deal with stroke victims on a daily basis. I know how detrimental it can be to a person. And when I had my stroke, all I could do was cry out, Lord, help me. Because there comes a time in our life that's only you and God. Can't no one else do anything for you. But he said he would never leave or forsake us. Oh, and I thank you, Lord. Because I didn't lose consciousness. I called my wife. I dialed 911. And they sent the bus for me and got me to the hospital after they ran a battery of tests on me. And once I got there and had all the examinations and tests done and everything, and I had spent 3 days there, I got a call from the hospital that I work at. And they said, we're going to send a bus for you. I'm in Inglewood at this time, and I work in Burbank. And it was surprising to me because God took the time to provide what I needed, even though what I had gone through seemed so detrimental, he said, I am putting in place where I want you to be. I spent 2 weeks in the facility that I work at, and the medical director, whom is a doctor that I work with, he said, I don't know how we're going to get you in here, but we'll get you in here. The people that I work with on a daily basis, they said, Ron, you know it's a lot of hard work. And I said, yes, I know it's going to be a lot of hard work. And I never understood why patients would say, go away, I don't want to be bothered today. I understood why. Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But I thank God that, you know, he enabled me to see that it was going to take a lot of work. And I just can't lay around. I got to get up. Sometimes we just have to get up and take that first step. And the Lord will pull you through. Oh, praise you, Father. Oh, I thank you, Lord. So I just want to thank God that I am not curled up in a bed someplace. So when we think that we have nothing to be grateful for, you better rethink that. You better reexamine your eyes waking. You opening your eyes every day. I thank God for opening my eyes, for giving me the right state of mind, for giving me the strength. Oh, for he has blessed me with another day that he has made. And I rejoice in each and every one. So take not for granted anything, nothing, the smallest thing. Opening your eyes and seeing, smelling, tasting, scratching, walking, talking. Oh, praise you, God.
Ron went out on a medical retirement, I believe. Is that happened?
Yes. Yeah. I went on a medical retirement because my doctors had told me, what do you want to do, another 40 years? Of working, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Let the youngsters take it from here.
Yeah, yeah.
And on their advice, I decided to retire.
Yeah.
And
she said he was going to retire anyway.
I had planned on retiring, but you know, it's funny how things work out sometimes. So, thank God I was able to retire, and
yeah,
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Somebody give the Lord praise for
Thank you, Lord.
His speech was pretty messed up. He's not telling you all that he went through with the stroke. We heard that with Brother Jonathan. Yeah. But he was paralyzed in some areas, too. Had to come back, had to work through it. But isn't God good to bring two people in this congregation who had strokes to they're still here? Is God good or what? Amen?
Yes,
he is. Hallelujah. Yes. So don't fear any stroke. We're not going to have them, first of all. But if you ever get attacked, you're going to be here in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Elizabeth, yeah, you really started this off.
What my husband is not telling you is that he had two strokes.
Oh my.
The first one put him in Centinella Hospital in L.A., and they was getting ready to discharge him. He was going to go home, and he had the second stroke. And it took them 8 hours to transfer him to the hospital that he worked at. It was a medication that he was supposed to have been given in Sentinel Hospital for stroke victims, and he was not given that medication that would have stopped the strokes, the blood clots. And through the grace of God, and that shows you how good God is, because without that medicine, he still made it through. He still came through. Yeah. So the second one was pretty bad, worse than the first. And he was not able to see his left side. He had problems with. But now he's driving and doing everything that's normal. So we thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I think we're going to conclude with the three miracles. Yeah.
My miracle was, first of all, my husband and I was separated. Mm-hmm. We had been separated for 10 years, mm-hmm. fighting through this mm-hmm. difficulty in relationships. Yeah. And as you can see, we are back together. Yeah. We're not separated anymore. Yeah. But during that 10 years, I had cancer. And on top of having cancer, I had my two grandchildren. Y'all know Jaden. His sister Uriah. Well, Uriah is the oldest one, but Jaden, he's a good kid. He's loving, caring, and very, very active. I always feel that Jaden is two people, maybe three, with his energy, you know. And he's always into something, doing something, but he's so loving. I know that God have a calling on his life. You know, he's very charismatic, and he just bring people to him and love him, and just, I mean, he's just a great kid. But I'm 62. I did not want to raise Jaden, you know. And, you know, every morning I had to get up and, you know, pray and seek the Lord and say, God, please. You know, and Uriah was getting sort of calm, but Jaden, he haven't stopped moving yet. And I just felt that I had six kids. I was in the middle of, I didn't know what, I actually applied for a divorce. And then on top of all that, cancer came. And in those moments, you question, God, okay, is this it? Is this, you know? And then you go through all those questions, what have I done? Did I do anything wrong? And I tell you, the devil had his foot on my back. I lost my job. So I lost my job, and I was a foster mom, and my kids still call me today, Mom. But
through no fault of her own.
Yes.
By the way, it wasn't anything she had done. She don't want to go into the details, but it wasn't anything she had done.
And so through all of this year, God just opened up that floodgate. In 1 year, my marriage is restored. My grandchildren went home with their mom. My daughter got married to a beautiful man. And those kids love him. That's their dad. So I could not wish for a better son-in-law and to take care of my grandkids. And I have went for my second test, and there's no cancer.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Glory. Yeah. Glory to God.
And it's so strange that all of this happened in a six-month period of time. So I thank God, that, you know. Yeah. But he told me restoration. I didn't know when, but he showed it. And he gave it.
Praise God. God bless your sister. Hallelujah. If God can do that, he can do anything. Amen. Come on, give him some more love and give God the glory for what he's done. We got one more, and then we're going to dismiss. I'm going to close with a word of prayer. Yeah, I had a little word, but I think this is the word God wants right now. Wonderful. In the church, give their hearts to God. Somebody give the Lord praise for Sherilyn and Austin. Amen. Isn't that great? Wow. Come on, let's stand together. Can you stand together? Do you feel like standing? Okay, good. Oh, she's Sister Beverly's grandchildren. My goodness. Grandson is Austin and her, daughter-in-law here. We're just blessed. Everybody's standing together, thanking God for what he's doing. As you're standing there, as we pray for them, the Bible says pray one for another that we may be healed. So as we pray for them, as we close today, and we'll close with this prayer as we pray for them, I was reminded of the word of the Lord. God always gives me a word for the year. Any of you that have been with me know that God will tell me what the year, what the emphasis is for the year, what the theme is. And he had to remind me this last year. A few weeks ago, I had gotten busy with a lot of other things, and I thought, Lord, what was the theme? I don't remember what the theme was. He said, I looked on the calendar and says, oh, yeah, God said he was going to make the impossible possible. And what I had forgotten here, God was already working, has been doing the impossible all year long. How many have had some impossibilities this year? And that's an understatement. Come on. Talk to me. Impossibilities. I mean, it's a miracle you're here. It's a miracle you got through what you faced. What was meant to destroy you. What was meant that if God hadn't have stepped in, God perished the thought of where we would be right now. We would have been destroyed. Amen. That was how severe and how ferocious the attack of the enemy. So thank God for his word. God who cannot lie, who said, this is a year that I'm going to make the impossible possible because nothing is too hard for God. He said, is there anything too hard for me? And then he didn't wait for Jeremiah to say anything. He said, I'm going to tell you, just be quiet, Jeremiah, because you might have some doubts. So I'm going to answer the question for you before you get your mind engaged. There's nothing too hard for me, the Lord says. I can do anything. And I believe God had this morning, this last service of the year, is to encourage somebody here today, all of us, that no matter what impossibilities you're facing, amen. And just because we're in church doesn't mean that we don't face some impossibilities or will face some impossibilities. Amen. And just because the calendar changes doesn't mean that we don't still have to deal with some stuff. But God wants to encourage you that he's doing miracles. He's always done miracles. I believe they're increasing now as the coming of the Lord gets near, as our world gets closer to the Antichrist, we get closer to the Christ, the real Christ. Amen. And God is saying, you're going to see my miracle power in response to the demonic power that is being released on the earth. You're going to see my power greater and greater and greater. And you're going to see miracles. We're believing God for Cindy, we're believing God for you, whatever your impossibility is, whatever looks totally impossible. Amen. It may look possible today, and tomorrow morning you get up and say, good God, what happened? Amen. Things can change that fast. But in the name of Jesus, we believe they're changing for the better. And so I leave you with this today as we pray for this couple that God is doing, still doing the impossible. We still have a few days left in 2015. How many has an impossibility? Wave at me. Just wave to the Lord. Just say, Lord, here's my impossibility. Here I am. That word is for me. Somebody say, that's my word. That's my word. That's my word for my impossibility. Hallelujah. And if God said it, he meant what he said. Father, I thank you for this precious couple. I thank you for bringing them into this place of worship, this place that you've given to us, Lord. I thank you for Austin and Sherilyn. Am I saying that right? Shaylin. Amen. Father, I thank you for their love. I thank you for this new one that's coming, Lord. We already prayed and believed you, Lord, that it's just gonna be a perfect baby, and she's gonna have a perfect delivery, and it's gonna be a smooth delivery, Lord, and that you're gonna bring her through in just wonderful ways, just revealing yourself. Father, we thank you for Austin. We thank you for Sister Beverly's grandson here, Lord. We bless him. We thank you for what you're doing in his life. We thank you for their lives, and we pray blessing over them now. In the name of Jesus. They are already blessed. Father, we thank you for bringing everything into what you have for them, your destiny, your purpose for their lives. We thank you for Austin's purpose. We thank you for her purpose. We thank you for the purpose for the baby and the destiny that they have together, individually and together, Lord. We pray that these days ahead of them, Father, will lead them into a year like none other. We thank you, Father. We bind every devil away from them. We bind all evil off them. Deliver them from evil. And give them, Father, your blessing. And Father, move in them and fulfill your purpose for why they were born. Why they are here, because you wanted them here. And Lord, we thank you for the good things, the good plan that you have not only for them, but for every one of us standing here. We thank you for the great things that you're doing year ending and year beginning. We are anticipating, amen, and believing. And even, Father, create an excitement in us, Father, for what you have planned for us. Give us a witness. Give us a sign inside of us. Even as this soon-to-be mother has this baby and witnessing that this new life is about to come forth. Ooh, glory to God. We thank you, Father. We praise you that, Father, within us is birthed by the Holy Spirit. Father, seeds of greatness, seeds of life, seeds, Father, of your promise, seeds of purpose and destiny. We thank you, Father, even as we pray for her. Father, we thank you now for what you're doing for every one of us who are agreeing together. We're looking forward to all that you will birth in this new year, this year ending, Father. We're not even out yet, so I know you're going to do some great things before we ever get to the new year. We thank you, Father. We look with hope, Father, to what's ahead. Bright hope, strength for today, and bright hope for tomorrow. Great is your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, we're praying for that baby. Amen. We thank you for a wonderful delivery, Lord. We bind any evil work. We bind anything that would be against them. We thank you God is for them. We bind every lie of the devil, every lie that the enemy wants to tell. It's because of this. It's because of that. This is going to happen. No, we bind fear and we bind death and we bind all lying spirits right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that it's not by the works we have done, but by your great salvation, whether our works have been good or not as good as we would like. And that's, Father, that's between you and every one of us, between you and God. I thank you that the devil has no way to oppress us or to abuse us or to speak lies that we will believe in any way, shape, or form. We will have life and blessing, and all we are confessing will go well, and it will be well. It will be well with your soul, body, and spirit, and with this baby and everything you're birthing in every one of us today. It will be well with you. I feel the Lord saying it will be well with your soul, your emotions, your feelings. It will be well with your body and will be well with your spirit. You have much to look forward to. It's going to be a happy new year. Really, truly happy. Happy in God. We thank you, Father Jesus. In your name we pray and we thank you for it. Happy baby. Happy new year in Jesus' name. Happy mommy. Happy daddy. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. Appreciate you. Beautiful mommy. My God. There's something about that which God has with us. You can stand standing. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We just had the closing prayer. We thank God for doing what you're doing. Thank you. Have a wonderful new year. May your week just be blessed. Thank you for being with us today. Amen. Oh, I didn't get your name. Julie. God bless you, Julie. Happy new year to you. Thank you for coming. We love your, is that your sister? Your friend, but like a sister, yeah, we love Raymond and Danielle. They're blessing. God bless you, Julie. Wonderful to have you. Happy New Year to you. Amen. God bless you all. Love you. Thank you all for coming. Y'all come back now here. Okay. Amen. Have a great week. Happy New Year. Amen. God bless you.